guys.
Fuck around.
Hey, that nigga know I'm there.
Amen.
Gang. Yeah, I play a role in this shit. My brother, he told me go home. Hell no, I ain't gone. Late night ran down on some little bull. Fuck looking for them. I'm putting the bitch in the wind. Big body, we sacking your defensive end. I get you sat bad up, ain't no need to come in. Last nigga play with that sack, double back to the trap with a bag full of give me some deals. My balls come from Africa, asking us. Trapping his natural, been born with a spatula. I jumped out the gym with a dream and a habit. I turned on the stove and start stirring the cabbage. Sterling silver in the battle. Dope been delivered on platters. Junkies feeling that I'm out.
Nah, it's adrenaline.
Pay me my dividend. Reimburse me, my money is synonym. Coke boy, like my bitch with my means in. Old boy, run up and I'm finishing. Give me that dope, got my junkies like give me 10. I'ma wake up in the morning, it's spin again. Using that pop over for me. I send that pack right to the north in the border. I get that crack off till I'm Lord's quarter. Got pounds like a whore. You cannot afford.
Yeah, I play a role in this shit.
My brother, he told me go home. Hell no, I ain't gone. Late night ran down on some little bull. Fuck looking for them. I'ma put the bitch in the wind. Big body, we sacking your defensive end. I get you sat bad up, ain't no need to come in. Last nigga play with that sack, double back to the trap with a bag full of give me some deals.
Upgraded my image.
She like, let's say you live.
AJ can't drip off the pin.
I'm a sad
to the men, neck ties to the pin.
When it comes to the gang,
I'm saying, come in.
Raw drop off the drizzy. Pass the 604.
Cause that shit gas.
Rich never
he's mad.
Gun line cause he finished.
This for my niggas on life support.
Paris Iggy. Man, we blizzing.
He ran his route.
And we figured it out.
Now, boys, now we picking
his
shit.
Lot of stain on my name.
Took trips for the rain.
Now my record, these niggas can't.
I'm
faggot, he squint.
And yo, acting like a fan.
Had to tell gang them
faggot ass niggas.
6-0 hit me niff.
Say the ops playing running man.
Pop, pop, pop.
And I'm playing the shit.
My brother, he told me go home. Hell no, I ain't gone. Late night ran down on some little bulls. Fuck looking for them. I'ma put the bitch in the wind. Big body, we sacking your defensive end. I get you sat bad up, ain't no need to come in. Last nigga play with that sack, double back to the trap with a bag full of give me some deals.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Carolina Hayes, and you know, if you hear my voice, we back here on the highest circle. And of course, y'all know it's been one of the weeks for me. I told y'all I had some people coming to town. We're gonna be doing a lot of different things, and right now I got my boy 2/5 in the building. What's going on? With you,
what's
bro?
Up, man? What's up? What's
it's
up?
Been, it's been a hot minute. We ain't really had a chance to chill with each other. In
yeah,
a
man.
Long
since
time,
since like 2016, ain't it?
I'm telling you, everybody been on the go doing.
Yeah,
which
life and
for sure. But a birdie told me before we even made it here, and now I feel bad because I ain't know, and so I gotta go tune in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to tell me like what I'm in store for and what your experience was doing these movies, man. Cause that was a big thing for me, finding out somebody, you know what I'm saying, somebody I know for a hot minute. Like, damn, bro, I didn't even know you was in acting. Like,
yeah. Well, so that's the crazy thing about it. People don't know that, you know, I used to do like acting and stuff like for my church and whatnot.
That's fine.
I used to do the stuff in the plays and whatnot, and I always was that type of person that would take my script and my role, and like I'll do whatever I can to try to be the best character that fit that description. And you know, it's just always been kind of a part of me, you know.
Something you just always have.
Yeah, you know, like it really just comes down to not being afraid of the spotlight, you know, being in front of, you know, subconsciously or in reality facing a lot of people or pressure. You know, it is hard and complicated, especially when you're trying to perfect your craft. But you know,
nah,
you gotta do your thing.
I would definitely say this, for sure. I could see you being one of the people to take acting so deep that your voice ended up being one of the iconic voices, like how people talk about Denzel voice.
Yeah, man. Hey, I get a lot of feedback on my voice a lot. It's been like that for ever since my voice been like this. And people tell me all the time, you know, with this voice, you know, it's a voice, one of them voices that will stick. So,
2/5 for president.
You know, like one of them type, you know, things. It commands attention. And, you know, I do try to put my voice on platforms and stuff where my voice can be exposed. Like, you know, for those who are listening, who people who are out there who listen, you know, I make music. I'm an artist, you know. I'll say that. I'm not going to sit here and, sit here and make it seem like I drop stuff consistently back to back like that. But I'm an artist and I make music and I know how to put some stuff together, and if you heard me, you would probably give the same feedback. And you know, I say that in the most humblest.
He being modest, y'all.
Yeah, I'm being.
Yeah. He really high to learn the productions family. He don't want to tell y'all.
Hey, shout out to since we were talking about while we were gone, like in the time we were gone. So speaking of the rap, I really started to tap into that rap. I've been doing rap since like high school and stuff like that, with my bro Corey. Shout out Hulk Smash. With Corey, me and Matt and Corey, we used to go over there with Corey. Corey had the system, and we'd be over there trying to rap. But during that time when I used to rap, my delivery wasn't the best, and you know, it's like I'm reading what I'm writing, and you can tell I'm reading what I'm writing, and it's like I was just starting to get into it and become the artist, you know, of who I'm trying to be. But with the time we were in school, we was at Benedict and all that stuff like that. I wasn't really like, you know, I wasn't really doing it like that. I was just focusing on college life, you know what I'm saying?
I was just about to say, and then you came to Benedict College and landed around my little brother.
Shout out
Jay Props.
No, actually, when I first started hearing him, he motivated me, like, because he's nice. He been nice. People here in NY don't realize that he been nice like that since
forever.
He's been like that, you know. The new stuff he let us listen to yesterday, I was just like, it's too easy for him.
Legendary shit, man.
You know? But to what I was saying, so in the time frame after that time from college, my cousins and back home, that's when I kind of picked back up with the music. Shout out Team Ivory, shout out the Teddy, CB, Jabbo, DC. Shout out to the Looney. Shout out to everybody. Shout out the whole Team Ivory gang. Everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? We out there. And that's really when I started to really like really sharpen it up as far as delivering it on the microphone and music and stuff like that. So that right there was a prominent time. For me, we're talking about the voice.
Yeah.
I know we kind of went down three different angles and roles just now, but, you know, I was saying all that to pretty much say that, you know, I do, in a sense, have my voice out there to where it could be heard, you know. Like I said, I make music, you know, I'm an artist, and I make music, you know, when I make, you know, when I sit down and I feel something come to me and do it, you know, like. So, that's why I say I'm an artist. Like, I don't say, you know, it's a difference between being an artist and making music. Right. Making music is someone who, like, does it, and it's not that I can't do it consistently. It's just that lately, life has been life. And for a long time, for a few years, that's pretty much all my life was. Like, when I first went back home from college, that was pretty much all I was doing every day, just in the studio, like writing, trying to make music and stuff like that. After a while, man, that joke got kind of exhausted, man. I ain't even gonna flex.
Be like that sometimes. If it's one thing I learned from watching Jay is like, once you got your mind on it, you gotta go full force. You can't even look back. So once you start looking back, you start slowing down, and once you start slowing down, it's only a matter of time till you stop.
It's easy to get off track once you slow down, But it's hard to maintain that speed once you already reach that, once you reaching that maximum speed. So the universe is strange like that. It's like that with everything. Like it's hard to keep up with the good, but it's easy. It's easy to lose the good, you know, type shit like that.
Facts.
But that's pretty much, you know, as far as from, you know, my extracurricular activities in my life and things like that. That's pretty much all I've been getting down with. You know, I got, you know, I done got my face in front of a few cameras, and I got, you know, I done got my mouth in front of a few microphones and able to speak, talk about, you know, stuff that come from me and whatnot. So, you know.
Tell us about linking up with. I don't like saying people company names wrong. So tell us about linking up with the film production company.
Oh, Geechee Film? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Geechee Film Production first and foremost. But yeah, so my homeboy from back home, Shaitan, we go all the way back to recreational football. So he was actually in some films, and he was telling me about how I actually saw him at they had this bonfire in Hugh G. I'm pretty sure you probably don't know what Hugh G. Hugh G is back home, and they had a bonfire in Hugh G. And this was actually this time that I'm bringing up now. This was actually the second to last time I saw Juice before he passed away.
Okay.
At this bonfire, and I saw Shaitan there, the guy who I was referencing earlier, and he told me about the movies and stuff he was in, and I asked about how, you know, I saw him and I told him about how I saw what he was doing. I asked him about it, and he kind of led me in the direction of who I needed to talk to. You know, I had to send the film director a friend request on Facebook and all kind of stuff. I had to send in a call casting. Oh, you know, it wasn't just like, you know, she didn't just pick me out of a bunch just because she liked
you
me.
You actually had to go audition.
Yeah, I had to go audition. I had to do that, you know. And they liked what they liked, you know. I guess they liked the package that I presented. For The Color Green, which was the first movie I did, the first film I was featured in, I played this guy, like a kind of psychotic, crazy guy, you know what I'm saying? Wild with the guns and shit, you know, type
word.
Shit. Yeah, angry guy, you know, ready for violence type shit.
Tell me what was like getting into the mind of that character, because you know they always say that the actors become the characters essentially while they're filming. So tell me mentally what that was like, essentially getting into a person that could be considered. I'm not gonna say the opposite of you, but has tendencies outside of what you would normally do.
Right, and you said it perfectly, because like you just said, bro, I'm not a mad person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, all I want to do is just laugh and shit, you know, and have a good time and, you know, joke and whatnot. But I just locked in on what the character was asking. I just kind of just put my mindset of the character, and I rehearsed it. I went over it a couple times, and it's really the tone and your body language and the way you look, you know, like all of that stuff, like your mannerisms, like you gotta just get all that stuff down packed like you're really mad. I just visualize myself and think about times from when I was actually really mad, or times where I wanted to get physical or maybe be violent in a way, you know. I put my mind in that kind of mindset and just take it from there and just take it from there and go on with that.
Now, on the male side, you're the only male actor that I know. I have a homegirl that's an actress, so I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked her. Mm-hmm. Being that as an actor, you don't necessarily look for roles that are necessarily similar to you as a person. How hard is it sometimes after shooting is over? How hard is it to get out of the mind state of that character?
For me, it wasn't. Maybe and probably because it was just like a featured position or featured position on the film.
Right.
It wasn't too hard to get out of it for me personally. Once the role was over, I just kind of just went back to my regular self. It wasn't really too crazy, I just whenever they action, I just get in. I just know it's time for me to do what I gotta do, and when it's over with, I go back,
Go back to being you. That's good.
It was definitely an experience. Everybody can't, and even if it's just Tubi, everybody can't say that, they had the opportunity or whatnot.
Look,
so it's pretty cool.
I do want to say this, because people be trying to shit on Tubi, but it's so many people use Tubi, and you can't find certain stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, to be honest with you, and me personally, I would rather go to Tubi. I go to Tubi before Netflix. And I mean, that's just me. I just think that they have more stuff to my liking than Netflix, which, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to, and I can have.
But that Netflix check coming when you turn it down.
No, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk numbers. We're going to talk chicken, man.
That's for sure.
But yeah, man, I don't know why people do that. To be honest with you, I think a lot of people say that stuff about Tubi because they just see everybody saying it,
Just following the crowd, huh?
Even in some of the best movies, if you really pay attention and look at it, you probably could point some shit out that ain't all the way right, You probably could, how is this and that? You'll probably find a lot more on Tubi, but why sit here and try to belittle people trying to do something, they're trying to make a movie, they're trying to make a film, whether they're trying to make it the next biggest hit or whether they're just doing it just because that's what they love to do, right. Just let people just do what they do, man. Everything doesn't have to come with criticism. Just let people do what they do.
Well, Fifth, we appreciate you coming on the podcast, man.
Yes, sir.
And letting us know your experience with getting into the film industry and telling us about your music. You got anything coming up that you want to tell the people about?
I actually do. I got a video about to drop tomorrow, actually. Either tomorrow or on... And by tomorrow, that would be... What's tomorrow?
What's today? Today's the 20th.
That would be the 21st of February 2024, or that Friday, so that'd be the 26th. So I got that dropping. I'm in the studio right now. I mean, literally, I'm right beside the studio with NY, Big Dog, and Matt, the whole I, Tay, all of them, everybody. We out here. We making music. Tribute to Juice. We out here just doing stuff that we would do when he was, here, whenever we was all around doing that thing.
Everything is the Don way, man.
Yes, it's been the Don. It's the Don way, and I'm glad that I was able to do this interview with you. Before I head back and get back on the road, it was good, man. It was good to see you, man.
That's for sure. It's definitely good to see all y'all, man. It's good to see that other people that I'm connected to are like really doing big things and they live. Like, I'm really proud of all y'all. I've seen it all.
Yeah.
I feel like we've watched we've all watched each other grow.
Yeah, for sure, man. Every time, yeah, bro. I remember all of them times, bro, when I ain't never used to have no money. You used to damn struggle to just get on the damn bus.
Man, look,
you know what I'm saying?
We really got out the mud, man. So we definitely salute you here at the Highest Circle, man. Keep doing your thing. And I hope the Academy gonna be looking at you one day. I'm just gonna say that they gonna have to give you one of them awards on the stages. They ain't gonna be counting us out like they do some of the other blacks. Push our way through. They ain't gonna have no choice but to acknowledge it.
Yes, sir. Stand yes, sir. I appreciate that, man.
We appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir.
We'll give you flowers while you're here, man. It's the
yes,
Highest
sir.
Circle. We out of here.
Yes, I feel it. I feel my beloved barrio, my ghetto.
Do you feel it?
This is a story of where I was born. No man's land.
Let me get some flavor by this young cat named Marley Ranks. He used to live his whole life inside the bottom of a drink. He would wake up every morning, pull a deposit out the bank. On the way to the liquor store before even the time to think. He needed a gallon of the Henny, the juice got the Remy, Bean got the Quavo. Every day we getting litty. Total cane to 300, talk him down to 150. You can do that when you're serving. Had the junkies in the city, I was hustling. You can smell me coming before you see me. Due to the statute of limitations, now I can talk about it freely. Started a riot on campus back in 2014. 100,000 views on Worldstar for all the wrong reasons. Off the licks on me all day, sun up to sundown. Too busy bag chasing for you to give me the rundown. And police wonder why we ducking every time they come round. Hoping I can jump this fence faster than you can pull your gun out. Cause shoot first, arrest second, side they train them and got them. So you can see how me getting drunk every day was a problem. Too many alcoholics trying to tell me put down the bottle. I had to adjust course cause I was headed straight for the bottom. And now I'm better than I've ever been. Turn the page over, bounce back on my 7 years sober. Let me tell you, had to let the wisdom settle in. Now I'm getting older, not in our problems. Get that dirt up off your shoulder. Let me tell you, I can feel it. Had to go and turn another page. I can feel it. That alcohol was only fuel for rage. I can feel it. This type of knowledge only come with age. You too can free your mind up out the maze. You be amazed. Do you feel me? I said, baby, do you? I said, baby, do you? I said, baby, do you?
Feel me?
Baby, do you feel me? Baby, do you?
Baby, do you?
Baby, do you feel me?
Let me tell a story about the ghost. Cause when it come to pulling up, that boy, he always do the most. So you can catch him with a double cup and ready for a dose.
Of that purple liquid I prescribed.
Guaranteed to coach your throat.
See, he never had a sickness, but I swear I've been a witness. Addiction had him being everything but a simple Christian.
There was drills, drug deals, and a lot of nigga moments.
Common denominator, double cup, he still sipping on it.
And I'd be lying if I said that he looking for some help.
Self-maddened for depression, drugs hitting them where it hurts.
Still nothing but the ways got them really nerfed. Rolling with the same dirty bloods he met him by the church. 10 years later, well on his way to the glory. But the man above made him turn the page to the story. Now I wouldn't say today that that boy really sober. Just matured and moved different since I got a little older.
Now I'm better than I've ever been. Turn the page over, bounce back on my 7 years sober. Let me tell you, had to let the wisdom settle in. Now I'm getting older, not in our problems. Get that dirt up off his shoulder. Let me tell you, I can feel. Baby, do you?
Baby, do you?
Baby, do you feel me? I was on the block when all the ops was trying to kill me. I would get wasted until my face concealed the real me. My wife had never came into my life, I'd probably still be crying over spilled beans. Molly used to sip lean. Like he ain't need his kidney. Used to wear him down and break him down to his kidney knees. Run around with 30-year-old bloods when he was 15. Off the block, jumping like Zion, hit the big leagues. Baby, do you feel it? I'm sharper with the tongue when off the licks. I can feel it. I see a 40-ounce and I get sick. I can feel it. If it ain't green, it ain't getting lit. I saw the incoming like Mike Jack, and this is it. Now I'm better than I've ever been. Turn the page over, bounce back on my 7 years sober. Let me tell you, had to let the wisdom settle in. Now I'm getting older, not in our problems. Get that dirt up off your shoulder, let me tell you, I can feel it. Had to go and turn another page, I can feel it. That alcohol was only fuel for rage, I can feel it. This type of knowledge only come with age. You too can free your mind up out the mess. You be amazed, do you feel me?